This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
We're coming to you today from the combined sections meeting for the American Physical Therapy Association in the exhibit hall, and I'm standing at the booth for the Physical Therapy Political Action Committee. And joining me today is Paul Gaspar, who is a physical therapist, doctor of physical therapy, and he owns Doctors of Physical Therapy in North County, San Diego. Welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Now, the topic that we want to talk to you about is the code that is that has gained. It's actually getting a lot of press, and we're starting to hear about it. That has happened in California that limits where physical therapists can practice, and it seems to be defined by the makeup of a corporation. If I have that generally correct, can you help our listeners understand the code, and then we'll get into detail?
Yes, that is correct. And this corporation code called the Moscone-Knox Act, which is part of the California Corporations Code, has been in place for a long time. It is nothing new, but our attention was drawn to it over the last few years when we realized that physical therapists, according to this code, are not on the list of healthcare professionals who are able to be legally employed by medical corporations, podiatric corporations, chiropractic corporations, amongst a number of other healthcare professions.
Okay.
And their corporations are not allowed to employ physical therapists according to this Moscone-Knox Act.
Okay, now let's kind of stop there. And can you just tell me, for our listeners, define why you think that was the original code some 20 years ago when that was written? What do you think was the purpose? And then we'll talk about how it applies today.
Right. Well, generally, professions are professions that are set up by California, have their own licensing board, should be able to control and regulate their own industry.
Okay.
So that they can control their own destiny, police themselves, not have other professions control their profession.
Okay.
This is generally why lawyers can only be shareholders, stockholders of law corporations. Architects should only be able to be on architecture corporations, you know, doctors on medical corporations. It prevents conflicts of interest from occurring, particularly when you can get into a sticky situation in healthcare where non-physical therapists may start to try to control the clinical decisions of physical therapists.
Okay.
We certainly see that, and there's been documented.
Do you mean because of the employer-employee relationship?
The employer-employee relationship is something that has been pointed to in a number of studies.
Okay, whereas as an employer, I could tell you, the employee, how to treat your patient, which may not be ethical, or I may tell you to ask you to do something that's not proper care?
It certainly is a concern when the decisions about care are removed from the treating clinician, and in this case that would be the physical therapist treating a patient coming in for physical therapy needs.
Okay.
We'd like to keep that decision in the hands of the treating therapist.
Great. Okay, so we've established that. Now let's talk about, why is this all of a sudden on the radar? Because I understand the code has been in place for several years. Why is it on the radar now, and what is happening now, and what's the position of the California chapter of the American Physical Therapy Association?
Okay, great. Well, a few years ago, during the legislative session, the California Podiatric Medical Association introduced a bill to try to add physical therapists to the lists of health professionals that could be employed by podiatric corporations. Right after that happened, the California Medical Association wanted the bill amended so that they could also employ physical therapists. Then the chiropractors wanted us added to their list. Everybody wanted to employ physical therapists. Of course, they receive continuing education at conferences like like our conference that we're having here today, they're told how much easy passive money they can make off of physical therapy services, and with declining reimbursement, it has become quite popular to own physical therapy clinics, refer to yourself, and make very easy passive income in those cases.
Okay, so so we understand what the why this is now on the radar. Where does the California chapter of the APTA stand, and maybe the national APTA? Where do they stand on support or not support of this code?
Well, the American Physical Therapy Association and the CPTA have had long-standing opposition to these self-referral for profit type of situations for a long time. Not only because it really infringes upon the autonomy of our profession. It's a much greater cost to society, hundreds of millions of dollars wasted every year. And, of course, we opposed the bill that the podiatrists had initiated and defeated their bill in the Senate Business Professions and Economic Development Committee. So that's where we stand right now. Employment of physical therapists by these medical-type corporations continues to be illegal, and we expect continued challenges that they would try to legalize this illegal business arrangement.
And the average physical therapist that is out there in California practicing, can you give me some examples of, you know, whenever there is law and a statute, there are some people that get caught in the middle. So are there some examples, and I've certainly been contacted, we've heard about some, but can you give our listeners some examples of therapists who maybe unknowingly, unwittingly, or it's where they've been for the last 10 years, but are now in a situation where they have to make a change, and what is that change?
Sure. First of all, this, you know, the California law and the codes can be confusing. We've really, at the California Physical Therapy Association, been trying to push accurate information to members, let them know what the law is, and also educate them if they're in a situation that is illegal, how they can get out of that situation, how they could make it into a situation that is acceptable and legal.
And so if I were employed by a, what's a common one, by a medical practice, like orthopedic surgeons, is that a common situation?
Yes, orthopedic surgeons are by far the most common medical employers of physical therapists. And it's largely because what they do is treat musculoskeletal patients.
Right. So I've been there for the last 5 years. My kid is just getting ready to go to college, and now the APTA wants me to do what to make myself legal?
There are a number of different options available. The main thing that needs to change, if a physical therapist is employed by a medical corporation, they have to change that employer-employee relationship that they have with the medical corporation. There are a number of ways they can do that. They can leave that area of employment, go to work for a hospital or a private clinic. They could actually buy the practice from the physician and continue to receive referrals, but buy the practice. They could rent space from the physician. There just cannot be that illegal employer-employee relationship. It's very cut and dry on the books that medical corporations cannot employ physical therapists.
Yeah, and it is what it is. All right, so now let's talk about from a functional standpoint or the real world. What about the groups like, and I'm just going to, we had Dan Connors on PT Talker earlier in the year, who is the CEO of Physiotherapy Associates. That's a corporation, obviously. That's about the best example I can ask. Would that be allowed, or well, how does that work in California?
Okay. This gets a little bit trickier. We've been talking about medical corporations, including podiatric and chiropractic corporations to this point. So now we're kind of transitioning to talking about general corporations, which is where lay people or non-medical people are considering employing physical therapists. That's been going on for quite some time in California. There was actually a decision in the 90s saying that indeed it was okay. The the physical therapy licensing board in California actually opined that it was okay in the 90s for general corporations to employ physical therapists. We certainly have a lot of general corporations, like a few that you just mentioned in California. Now, one key thing that happened was on November 3rd, 2010, the Physical Therapy Licensing Board rescinded the opinion that they had made in the 90s, and that now they do not think that it is legal for general corporations to employ physical therapists. However, they are going to allow general corporations that started before November 3rd, 2010 to continue to operate. So physical therapists working for those general corporations that have been open for several years don't have anything to worry about. They'll still be in compliance with the law. No new general corporations will be allowed as of November 3rd, 2010. So the only type of corporations, new corporations legally allowed to employ physical therapists, are physical therapy corporations.
Like yours?
Yes, okay. Yes. Ours is a professional corporation with the intent of providing physical therapy services.
So has this made your life very interesting? You're on the board for the California Physical Therapy Association, correct? You're on the board of directors. But has it made your life a little interesting over the last, 18 months or so, as this has been percolating and getting attention?
Oh, it has been. It has been. There's a lot of debate over who should be able to employ who. It's always kind of a turf battle type of situation. We're up against some very strong interests. The California Medical Association, the podiatrists, the chiropractors. They're very powerful lobbies in California, and we stand alone in this battle.
David and Goliath?
Definitely.
All right, okay. So good luck to you. Let's summarize. In summary, the California Physical Therapy Association supports the
Moscone-Knox Act.
Okay, which limits where physical therapists can be employed as far as the type of corporation that it is. I probably didn't say that right.
That's close. It basically does not list physical therapists as being able to work for medical corporations, chiropractic, or podiatric corporations.
Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Well, you have been listening to Paul Gaspar, and he is the owner of Doctors of Physical Therapy in North County, San Diego. You've got, what, 7 clinics, doctor?
6.
Oh, 6 clinics. Okay. All right. Soon to be 7, maybe. I don't know. Okay. All right. And he is also on the board of directors for the California Physical Therapy Association, working hard here at Combined Sections. You've been here, I know, working hard and working for the Political Action Committee in order to help make physical therapy a stronger profession.
Yes, exactly.
So we want to congratulate you for that. Thank you for your hard effort. And I want to remind everybody to make sure you tell your friends, your peers, your coworkers about PT Talker, the place to go for business news, ideas, and expertise to help make you a better physical therapist, and also to help you, hopefully, help someone get better today. I hope you'll go out and do that. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now from PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.